afternoon. It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. President-elect Donald Trump says he wants Sean Duffy to be his transportation secretary. That would position Duffy to oversee a complex system of pipelines, railroads, cars, trucks, airlines, and mass transit systems, as well as funding for highways. Duffy is a former member of Congress who represented a Wisconsin district for 9 years. He is the second Fox-affiliated TV host to be tapped by Trump. Duffy also has a background in reality TV, like Trump. He declined to run for governor of Wisconsin in 2022, despite Trump's urging, and is a former lumberjack athlete. Judicial regulators have filed a 10-count complaint against a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who led an investigation into the 2020 presidential election results. The State Office of Lawyer Regulation filed a complaint against former Justice Michael Gableman today. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss hired Gableman in June 2021 to investigate the administration of the 2020 election. Voss fired him in August 2022 after the probe turned up nothing. The complaint accuses Gableman of violating a number of state Supreme Court rules during the investigation, including making false statements, disrupting a court hearing, questioning a judge's integrity, making derogatory remarks about opposing attorneys, and violating open records law. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has published its school and district accountability report cards for the 2023-24 school year. The DPI publishes school and district report cards annually as required by Wisconsin statute. Report cards include data for multiple school years across four priority areas: achievement, growth, target group outcomes, and on track to graduation. The achievement and growth priority areas are weighted based on a district or school percentage of economically disadvantaged pupils as required by state law. A district or school's overall accountability score out of 100 possible points places it into one of five overall accountability ratings: significantly exceeds expectations, meets few expectations, and fails to meet expectations. Report cards use up to 3 years of data, including achievement data from 2021 to 22, 2022 to 23, and 2023 to 24. Statewide overall ratings distribution on district report cards for 2023 to 24 was similar to 2022-23. Of 377 public school districts receiving report cards for 2023 to 24, 353, or 94% of the districts, met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. Among districts receiving report cards for both 2023-24 and 2022-23, 29 increased by one rating category compared to the prior year, 24 decreased by one rating category, and 324 had no change in rating. The Ithaca School District maintained its meets expectations with an overall score of 61.4. The Richland School District improved over the 2022-23 school year's meet expectations with an exceeds expectation and overall score of 72. The River Valley School District maintained its exceeds expectations with an overall score of 74.1, and the Riverdale School District maintained its meets expectations rating with an overall score of 63.5. There were 1,939 report cards produced for public schools for 2023-24. Of the scored public school report cards, 1,622, or 84%, met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. Among public schools receiving scored report cards for both 2023-24 and 2022-23, 249 increased in rating at least one category compared to the prior year, 212 decreased in rating at least one category, and 1,461 had no change in rating. Among public schools, 153 were unable to be scored and are rated using alternate accountability. The Ithaca Elementary School exceeds expectations with an overall score of 76.8. The River Valley Elementary School meets few expectations with an overall score of 56.2, and the Riverdale Elementary School meets expectations with a score of 58.6. The Richland School District has its elementary programs broken into two schools. The intermediate school exceeds expectations with an overall score of 77. Some schools, because of size or grade range, do not have enough data to receive a score. Public schools with insufficient data participate in an alternate accountability process. The Richland Primary School received an alternate rating of satisfactory progress. The Ithaca Middle School meets expectations with an overall score of 61.7. The River Valley Middle School significantly exceeds expectations with an overall score of 84.7. And the Riverdale Junior High School meets expectations with an overall score of 61.9. The Ithaca High School meets few expectations with an overall score of 52.3. The Richland Center High School exceeds expectations with an overall score of 70.1. The River Valley School meets expectations with an overall score of 65.8. And the Riverdale High School meets expectations with an overall score of 69.2. Alternate education in the area, which include the Richland Online Academy and the Partner Charter School in Richland School District, and the Riverdale Academy, all received an alternate rating of satisfactory progress. WPS Health Solutions in Dane County is laying off hundreds of people. 313 people will lose their jobs, mostly at the Monona office. Executives say the layoffs are necessary after losing federal contracts. WPS provides supplemental insurance for people in Wisconsin and has contracts with Medicare in 9 other states. The layoffs officially begin January 21st. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers and manure applicators to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on fields. This tool helps determine the potential for manure runoff from a field depending on weather conditions and soil temperature. Users can access this tool at manureadvisorysystem.wi.gov/runoff-risk/index. The runoff risk advisory forecast includes maps showing short-term runoff risk for manure application. The maps account for soil saturation, temperature, and precipitation on a scale of 1.5 square mile grids. The risk maps are updated 4 times daily with the latest information from the National Weather Service. Farmers should contact their crop consultant or county land conservation office for help identifying alternatives to high-risk spreading. Larger farms with a permit can also reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. These professionals can help identify fields where the risk is lower and alternative practices, such as stacking manure in a safe location. DADCAP also reminds manure haulers and drivers to put safety first when traveling on roadways in order to avoid spilling manure, prevent injuries, and protect the health of people and the environment. All agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that have the potential to impact surface or groundwater to the DNR's 24-hour emergency spills hotline at 1-800-943-0003. More information about planning and prevention is available at dnr.wi.gov/topic/agbusiness/manurespills.html. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced the results of a study showing the state's consistent agricultural growth. According to a press release, the University of Wisconsin study showed over $115 billion of economic impact was generated from agricultural and food processing sources between 2017 and 2022. That's equivalent to about an 11% increase from prior years and represents over 14% of Wisconsin's overall economic output. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is pushing for stronger efforts to block robocallers. According to a press release, a coalition of 46 attorneys general are asking the Federal Communications Commission to improve their robocall mitigation database. The coalition says the FCC hasn't done enough to prevent bad actors from registering in their database, allowing those bad actors to submit unvented information and face no consequences for filing false or misleading information. Call is a member of the Anti-Robocall Litigation Task Force. The boyfriend of Elijah Vu's mother is pleading not guilty in the boy's death. 3-year-old Elijah was the subject of a months-long search in and around Two Rivers that began when he went missing in February and ended when his remains were found in September. Jesse Vang, and responsible for Elijah's care when he was reported missing, and is charged with repeated physical abuse of a child, causing death and hiding a corpse. Vang and his attorney appeared via Zoom at his arraignment hearing in Manitowoc County. He's due back in court in March. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, is also charged in his death. As winter approaches and before colder temperatures set in, now is the perfect time to plan and be prepared for the upcoming season. To help encourage everyone to be winter ready, Governor Tony Evers has declared this week as Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Being aware of weather conditions is essential for being prepared. The National Weather Service and other reliable local resources have forecast information to inform you of potential inclement weather. Recently, the National Weather Service simplified their cold weather terminology. Wind chill watches were renamed to an extreme cold watch. Wind chill warnings were renamed to an extreme cold warning. And wind chill advisory was renamed a cold weather advisory. Tim Halbach said these changes are part of a nationwide effort to simplify the amount of hazard headlines the National Weather Service has. Extreme cold temperatures can be dangerous for many people, leading to cold-related illnesses and injuries, such as hypothermia and frostbite. There were 45 cold-related deaths in the state during the winter months of 2023-24, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. According to that data, there were 861 emergency department visits and 225 hospitalizations in the state due to cold-related illnesses. When dangerously cold temperatures arrive, it's important to follow extreme cold warnings and minimize time outdoors, including pets. If you have to be outside, dress for the weather and make sure you cover exposed skin to reduce your risk of frostbite and hypothermia. Call 211 or visit 211wisconsin.communityos.org to find local warming centers and free winter clothing outlets. Finally, take precautions to avoid slips, trips, and falls in icy conditions and snow shoveling injuries. When dangerously cold temperatures arrive, it is important to reduce outdoor activities for your family, including your pets. Make sure you wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight clothing instead of a single heavy layer. Outerwear should be tightly woven and water-repellent. Make sure to cover your exposed skin. It is also important to know the signs and symptoms of frostbite and hypothermia. Ice and snow on the roads are a major threat to drivers throughout the state, causing thousands of motor vehicle crashes each year. Preliminary data from the Wisconsin State Patrol shows 9 people were killed and 2,262 were injured in the state last winter from crashes involving winter road conditions. 511 Wisconsin is a free website and mobile app that provides traffic and route-specific information. It is important to check 511 Wisconsin before you drive. To learn more about traffic information or check out hundreds of traffic cameras statewide, people can access the mobile-friendly website at 511wi.gov. At home or in your car, winter emergency kits should include items such as food, water, a flashlight, and batteries and blankets. In your vehicle, include a snow shovel, extra gloves and hats, cell phone charger, and kitty litter or sand to help give your wheels traction on icy roads if your vehicle gets stuck. To prepare for winter storms, stock up on additional supplies and have a plan for what to do if you lose power at home. Plan for extra batteries and other alternative power sources for your needs, including power banks or a generator. Keep generator safety in mind while it is in operation to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning and other hazards. Generators should be used outdoors and at least 20 feet away from windows, doors, and attached garages. Make sure you have working carbon monoxide detectors on every level of your home. Follow manufacturer's instructions carefully. According to the National Weather Service, Wisconsin experiences an average of 3 to 6 winter storms during the season. Last winter, the highest one-day snowfall total in the state of 17 inches was reported in Jackson, located in Washington County, on January 13, 2024. Hurley in Iron County recorded 75.5 inches of snow last winter, giving it the highest seasonal snowfall total in the state. The coldest temperature recorded in Wisconsin last winter was 18 degrees below zero on January 15, 16, 2024, in Clinton, located in Rock County. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to move over and slow down when approaching active roadside emergencies. According to a press release, there have been 60 emergency responders hit and injured by vehicles while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin over the last 5 years. Department of Transportation officials are also reminding residents that moving over and slowing down for emergency vehicles is required by state law. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Crash Responder Safety Week. This is International Education Week. It's about expanding horizons, making connections, and establishing mutual understanding between people in the United States and other countries. It is an opportunity to celebrate the benefits of international education and exchange worldwide. You are invited to attend a local International Education Week event. The exchange students at Richland Center High School will host International Night Thursday beginning at 6 in the West Commons and Large Group Instruction Room. Meet the international students, sample some traditional foods, and learn about their countries and cultures. The event is free and open to all.